Welcome to Girlfriends Pray Podcast. We are a prayer ministry for women, and our mission is to draw women closer to God through prayer. To learn more about Girlfriends Pray, go to our website, www.girlfriendspray.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Girlfriends Pray. And join us for prayer every Monday and Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 267-807-9601, access code 943334#. We invite you to connect, support, or become a partner of Girlfriends Pray. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Reverend LaFawn Flood Francis, and I bring you greetings from the metropolitan Pittsburgh area in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I am excited and delighted to be with you all this morning for a moment of prayer. As we center in this moment of prayer, I invite you to minimize the distractions that you may have. As you know, in this virtual space, sometimes we can get distracted as we pray, but I encourage us to be fully present in the moment of prayer. I know some of us may be in transportation on our way to work and whatnot, so please be as intuned into this moment as possible. Turn your phone on speaker so someone in your house can hear, someone in your car. If you're in the car, crack your window a little bit so someone riding by can hear our prayers going forward and be impacted and transformed. So in this moment, begin to center yourselves and focus in on this moment of prayer. Focus in on God as we go to Him. And for our moment of prayer, I would like to center ourselves on the Psalm of 121. Again, that is Psalm 121. And it reads, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore." Just 8 brief verses, so I'm going to read it again from Psalms 121. "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life." The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time and forevermore. This scripture is one of my favorites. It's a message for us each and every day because it reminds us that God is a keeper. God being a keeper is so important. God being a keeper is so important. Because it reminds us when we are in our most dissident moments, our moments of despair and hurt and harm, we can see God. We can look to the hills. We can look beyond the hills. We can look to God, who comes to our rescue and our help. He doesn't ever change. He's consistent. He's on our side. And although it seems like we're often put in positions where we're in competition, where we're placed to fight each other, where there's war and rumors of war going on in our world, when there's so much hurt and anxiety and despair around us, it's important to know that God is a consistent source of strength, and He will keep us in our darkest moments. And with that, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and holy God, we come to you in this moment first and foremost simply just to say thank you. Thank you for being a God who is on our side. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way, God. Thank you for being God, and beside you, there being no other. God, before we take the time to ask you for anything, God, we take these brief moments to thank you for everything, God. We thank you because, God, there's so much going on, but we are here today, God. You've given us a reasonable portion of health and strength. You've given us a mindset to come to prayer and to seek your face, to be encouraged and to be uplifted. So, God, we say thank you. Thank you for providing us opportunity to come into your presence, God. Thank you for another day of grace and mercy. Thank you for your kindness and your favor toward us, oh God. Oh God, you've been so good. So we take a moment simply to say thank you, God. Some people are in hurt. Some people are in pain, but God, we are able to feel the hurt and the pain. So, God, we say thank you. Some people felt like giving up and throwing in the towel, but God, we thank you. We had a towel to throw in, God. We come to you in this moment, God, just to say thank you, God. We could list a laundry list of complaints. We could list so much of our problems and our burdens. But God, in this moment, we come in with a heart of gratefulness, of thankfulness, God, because in this time we can come to you and simply say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy, God. But we count it all joy because there's been joy and there's been hurt. There's been pain and there's been hills, God. There's been mountains and there's been valleys. There's been ups and there's been downs. But God, you have been a steadfast and consistent source. And for that, we say thank you. God, in this world that we live in, there's so much anxiety and fear. God, there's so many things that we that cause us to stumble and lose faith in you. But God, today we are reminded from the 121st Psalm of the assurance of your protection, oh God, the assurance of your presence and the assurance of your power. So God, in the midst of all that we are facing, God, we look up to the hills. God, not because we think our help comes from the hills, but we know that if we look into the upward direction, we look up into the heavens beyond the hills to where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, O God. Our help comes from the one who made the hills and the valley, the one who made the water and the sea and the land, the one who made the sun, the moon, and the stars. And so, God, we thank you because you are sovereign. We thank you because you have created everything in existence, and nothing was made outside of you. So, God, even in our hurt and our pain, we know that you are working it together for our good because you are the very creator of the things that we don't even see good worth in. So, God, right now, we ask that you reconfigure our minds to look at creation differently, to understand that you are the sovereign God who created it all. So you are in control of it all. God, yes, we may have anxiety and pain, but God, you control all the variables in our lives. You control all the things that take place, God. You are the God who understands how things operate, and you will not let your foot be moved, even whenever things come against us, even when things come against you, God. You will not let your foot be moved. Thank you for being a strong God who comes to our defense, who does not move and does not waver even when we do. God, thank you for being a God who looks beyond every one of our faults and sees all of our needs. God, we bless your name and we honor you because you are a God who keeps us. You are a God that will not slumber, nor do you sleep. God, thank you for being a God that allows us to rest in you. God, thank you for being a God that allows us to slumber in you because you are always on the watch post. God, thank you for always being a defender and a friend who looks out for us even when we don't look out for ourselves, who loves us when we don't love ourselves, who keeps us when we don't have the mindset to keep ourselves. God, thank you for being a God who does not slumber nor sleep. God, and there's someone who is on the line today who's had a burden in slumber and sleep. And God, our prayer today is that you would grant them rest in you. God, allow them to understand that you don't slumber or sleep so that we can. You stand up on the watch post so that we can have some rest, God. For those of us who are diligent intercessors and justice seekers and battlefield warriors, God, help us to be, help us to find a moment of retreat and rest in you, oh God. Help us to understand we do not have to stay woke in this culture because you are the one who allows us to rest, oh God. For when we are the ones who rest in you, we are empowered and we are recognizing that your grace is sufficient, God, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. So, God, help us to learn to rest so that you can stand up in us, oh God. Help us to learn to take the back burner sometimes so that we can follow you. God, help us to be the ones who are on the battlefield, who are seekers, but who are resting in your care and your way. God, for you, the scriptures say that your ways are not our ways, God, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. They are much higher. So, God, right now, help us to trust you more. Help us to learn to rest in you, God, because you are always coming to our defense. God, thank you for being a 24/7 God, one who does not put us on do not disturb, one who does not end our calls, one who does not go to sleep on us, one who does not leave us alone, one who never, never forsakes us. Thank you for being a God who does not leave us. So, God, right now we honor you and we praise your name because you do not slumber nor do you sleep. Lord God, we thank you because you've been a keeper. God, we've been through some dangerous toils and snares. God, we've been through some battles, God. As we look around the world, there is so much going on. There is war. There is rumors of more war, God. There is hate. There is pain. There is anxiety. There is hurt. There is despair. God, there is fighting amongst ourselves. There is still a hate amongst gender identity, oh God. There is still confusion in families. There is still a pay gap between men and women. There is still injustice in our homes. There is still a foolishness in our politics. There is still hate in our hearts, oh God. But God, you are our keeper. God, we thank you for being a keeper. We used to sing a song that says, oh, to be kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by your power, God. And we thank you that we are kept by you, oh, God, because, God, there's so much going on. And simply to be hidden in the shadow of the Almighty has been a source for us, oh, God, just to be in your care, just to be in your power, just to be in your love. Oh, God, we say thank you. Oh, God, we bless your holy and righteous name because you are a keeper, God, and you have been chained at our right hand. Oh, God, thank you for allowing us to find rest, oh, God, even in our fighting and our wartime, God. Thank you for being a shade for us when the sun is beating down on us. God, thank you for being that tree that covers us in the midst of our pain, oh, God. Thank you for covering us, being a shade, oh, God. Thank you for covering us, God, in the midst of our sin and the midst of our shame, in the midst of our pain and the midst of our hurt, oh, God. Thank you, whenever we wanted to give up on you, you never gave up on us. Thank you, because when we were hurting, you still found hope in your heart to heal us. Thank you, because when we were hurting, God, you still gave us some joy in the midst of our pain, God. Thank you, because even when we were hurting in the midst of grief and sorrow, you were still able to provide shade, oh, God. I remember whenever I was a kid, oh, God, we used to play outside in the summers, and every now and again, God, we would thank you whenever you would send a cloud to just cover the sun for a moment and give us some rest. And so, God, right now my prayer is that you would send a cloud to be shade for someone right now where the sun of life has been beating down on them and they have felt the pressures of life, oh, God. They felt like throwing in the towel and giving up. But, God, thank you because you can be a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You will shade us and you will give us light to direct us. And so, God, we praise you because you never allow the sun nor the moon to strike us. God, you never allow the creation to be more than the one you've allowed to have dominion over it. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, help us to be good stewards of the things that you've granted us. Help us to understand when the shade comes, we can still rest, God. Help us understand when the fire comes, we must move, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to understand what you've called us to do, God, for we know that you will keep us from all evil, for there is surely evil all throughout the land. God, there's evil in our politics. There are evil in our churches. There are evil in our homes, oh, God. There are evil moments in our hearts, oh, God. There are evil temptations that cause us to wander, God. For the songwriter says, prone to wander, prone to leave the God we love, simply because there is so much evil in the world, evil all around us. The enemy is desiring to sift us as wheat. The enemy has been tempting us, but God, you have already prayed for us. You have already come and defended us. So God, thank you for keeping us from evil. Thank you for keeping our lives when the enemy has come up against us, but you raised a standard against it, oh God. Thank you for keeping us from the fiery darts of the enemy, God, for we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities, oh God. Oh God, so even now, God, we thank you for protecting us and keeping us from things we did not see, oh God, for keeping us from the evils that were on their way toward us, but we didn't even know they were on the way, oh God. Thank you for being a protector and a defender. Thank you for being a wonderful God and friend. Thank you for being a keeper, for you kept us when we came in and when we left, oh God, when we were going and when we were coming, God, when we were up and when we were down. And so, God, we bless your name because you have been more than enough for us. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, help us to now recognize what you've done for us and allow us to be the hands and feet that allows us to be that for someone else. God, allow us to show your love, your care, and your compassion to someone else. Allow us to be the men and women of God that you have called us to be so that we might walk into the fullness of joy, the fullness of love, and the fullness of our calling that you have set before us. God, we bless you that you have given us an opportunity to come to you. That there's no veil, but there is a free and a gracious gift that we can lay our petitions before you. We can lay our hearts' groans before you. We can lay our gratitude before you, and you can bless it and multiply it and encourage it. And so, God, right now, as we come to an end of this moment of prayer, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us to pray and seek you more, God. That you would help us to grow in our conversation with you so that we could understand that it equips us for our daily lives. God, we thank you because you are a keeper. And so, God, as we come to an end of this prayer call, we don't end with bowed heads, but, God, we lift our heads to the hills, knowing our help comes from you. Our help comes from your strength and your power, knowing that your foot will not be moved. You will not slumber, nor will you sleep. You are our keeper. You are the shade at our right hand, God. You will not allow the sun to strike us by day, nor the moon by night. You will keep us from all evil. You will keep our lives, O God. And you will keep our going out and our coming in from this day on and forevermore. And we bless you and we honor you and we give you praise with uplifted heads and hands because we believe that this prayer shall be done and it is established in the heavens and the earth. For the scripture says, if we ask anything in your name, you will do it. So we ask this prayer in the powerful, the strong, the mighty, and majestic name of Jesus the Christ, and we believe it to be so. Amen and amen. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.